Now we continue with Hilchos Deos. We're up to chapter 4, Perek Daled. The Rambam in this chapter discusses health and what things you should eat and drink and not eat and not drink, as well as other health practices. Since having the body healthy and complete is part of the ways of Hashem, he cannot know or understand something about the knowledge of the Creator if he's sick. Therefore, a person must distance himself from things that destroy the body. And on the contrary, to conduct himself with those things that make the body healthy. And the following are guidelines for things to keep away from and things to do to keep you healthy. A person should never eat unless he's hungry. He shouldn't drink unless he's thirsty. You shouldn't hold back going to the bathroom even for a moment. Whenever he has to urinate and go to the bathroom, he should do so. He should get up and do it immediately. A person shouldn't eat until his belly is filled. He should eat less. He should get up to one quarter below his saturation point, below the point that he's totally full. He shouldn't drink water in the middle of the meal, only a bit of water, which should be mixed with wine. Later on, once the food starts digesting inside of him, then he can drink what he has to drink. He shouldn't drink a lot of water, even when the food is digested. You shouldn't eat until you check yourself very carefully to make sure that you don't have to go to the bathroom. You shouldn't eat before you walk. You do some exercise before eating so that your body gets heated up. Not walking, do some work. Or toil some other toil. Do some strenuous physical activity. Kol Shadova, the rule is like this. Yana Gufo, Yigia Kol Yom Baboker. He should afflict his body and toil every day in the morning. Do something strenuous, in other words. Achiyaskul Gufo Lachom, until his body starts getting heated up. V'yishkot Miat, and he should rest a little bit. Achiyasav Nacho, until he recovers from his a strenuous activity. The ochel, and then he eats. From rachatz b'chamin, achashiga, if he washes, bathes in hot water after the strenuous physical activity, raise a tub, that's good. Achakach shal miyat, then he should wait a little bit, the ochel, and eat. So the Rambam here has the principle of vigorous exercise before eating. Halacha gimel, the third halacha. La'olam kashiyoch la'adam yeshub b'mkomo yital smol. Person, when he eats, should always be sitting on his place, or when they used to eat while reclining, he should recline on his left side. Lo'yihalach, he shouldn't walk. Lo'yikav, he shouldn't ride. Lo'yageya, he shouldn't strenuously exercise. Lo'yizazeya gufo, he shouldn't move around his body. Lo'yitayel, he shouldn't stroll. Achi sakla mazon shebameyav, until the food inside is digested. He shouldn't do these exercises until while after eating. Whoever walks around after eating or does exercise is a maybe lots of chalom roim v'koshim. He brings bad and difficult diseases upon himself. Halacha dalet. Yom v'laila chav dalet shos. Day and night is composed of 24 hours. Dara ladam lishan shlishan shu shmona shos. It's enough for a person to sleep 1/3, which is 8 hours. It should be at the end of the night. So that from the time you go to sleep until sunrise, it is 8 hours. So he gets up from bed before sunrise. Just before sunrise. A person shouldn't sleep on his face, in other words on his stomach, nor on his back. On his left side. This was for health reasons. Tchilas alayla al tzad smol, in the beginning of the night on the left side. Ubesof alayla al tzad yamin, and at the end of the night on the right side. V'yishn samach achila, you shouldn't go to sleep right after eating. Yamtenach achila k'moshol shorah b'shoz, you should wait 3 or 4 hours after eating, before going to sleep. In other words, you should have your supper early in the evening. V'yishn b'yom, and you shouldn't sleep in the day. Halacha vav, dvarim ha-mishashlim espenei ma'ayim, things that loosen up the intestines, in other words, that are diuretics, you're going to know them like grapes, or ta'anim and figs, or tusim and berries, vagosim and pears, vavatichim and melons, umini ha-gashum and kinds of pickles, or cucumbers, umini melafafonos, also types of melons. Ochal osam adam betchila kodam achila. You eat that first, before the meal itself. You shouldn't mix them with the food. He should wait a little bit till these appetizers sort of go out of the upper part of the stomach, and then he continues with his meal. Things that constipate the innards. For example, rimonim, pomegranates, ufrishim, quinces, tapuchim, and apples. Ukrustumulin, apparently that's a certain kind of pear. Ochalos and take from Zono. You can eat them right by the food, you don't have to wait. But for the Yabalachman, you shouldn't eat a lot of them. Lachazayin, Kishiyut Sadam Lacho Basa O for Basa Behemakach. If a person is eating at one meal the meat of a fowl and the meat of an animal, Ochal Bechina Basa O. You eat first the meat of the fowl, the lighter food first. Eggs and the flesh of fowl. First you eat the eggs. The flesh of a small animal, like a lamb, and the flesh of a large animal, like a cow, beef. Eat the animal, the small animal flesh first. A person should always have first the lighter thing and have the heavier thing later. In the summertime, you should eat cooling foods. You shouldn't have a lot of spices. And you should eat vinegar. And in the rainy season, the cool season, you should eat warm foods, a lot of spices, and he eats a little bit of mustard, some kind of spice. So these are good in the winter time. Similarly, you do in the cold places or the hot places, in each place according to what's fitting. In other words, basically in the warm times of the year and the warm climates, you eat cooler foods, and in the colder times of the year, you eat foods with greater heat, like spices and so on. Halachates, yesh macholos sheim roim biyoser ad miod. There are certain foods that are very bad for ladam shalochon la'olam, and it's best that a person should never eat them. Kegon, for example, adogam agdola mamluchim ayishenim. Large, salted, old fish. Vagvina hamlucha hayishena. Salted, old cheese. Vakamhinu patrios. Various kinds of fungus, like mushrooms. Vabasam lechayashen, old salted meat. Vyain migito, wine right out of the wine cellar. Immature wine. Vatamshil shashayat shenodof recho. And a cooked food that was out for a long time until it has a bad smell. Any food that has a bad smell or is extremely bitter. All of these things are like poison to the body. There are some foods that are also bad, but not quite as bad as the first category. Therefore, a person should eat only very little and only very occasionally after many days. You shouldn't make a major food source out of them, or to eat them with your major food source. Kigon, for example, dogim gedolim, big fish in general, ugvina and cheese, v'cholav shashar achashenefav chavdalat shalos, milk that remained standing for 24 hours after it was milked, ubasar sharim gedolim, the flesh of large oxen, v'kiyoshim gedolim, and large goats, v'pul v'adashim v'hasapir, and pul is a kind of bean, adashim is lentil, sapir, that's a kind of bean, v'rachim sa'orim, and barley bread, v'lachim matzahs, and unleavened bread, v'kruv, and cabbage, v'hechatzir, that's some kind of grass, v'betzalim, and onions, v'shumim, and garlic, v'chardel, and mustard, v'tznon, and radish. Kolenu machon, b'raim heim, all of these are bad foods, and roi ladim lechom elu, elamiyat ad miyod. A person should eat of these only very little bit. It will be mosak shomim, and in the rainy season, the cold time of the year. Avu be mosakham ala yochim en kol. In the summertime, you shouldn't eat of them at all. Vapur vadashim bavan et roi lochim lo be mosakham velo be mosak shomim. It's a good idea not to eat these, the pul and the adashim, the lentils, both in the summer and in the winter. Vadluin ochlin mehem bimosachama. And zluin, which are squashes, you can eat them in the summertime. Now there's a third category of foods that are bad, but not as bad as the second category. Vimofa mayim, they are waterfowl. Ubne yonak tanim, and young pigeons. Vatamarim, and dates. Vatachim koli b'shemen, bread toasted in oil. Olachim shenilish b'shemen, or bread kneaded in oil. Vasala shenopo so kol tzarchat shel nisho abareich mursan, fine flour that was sifted so finely that there isn't any bran at all, any odor of bran left in it. Vatzir v'amurius, this is like fish juice and fish brine with some of the mashed fish in it. And roi l'harvus nochalaselo, you shouldn't eat a lot of these foods. Vatim shuchacham, a wise person, v'kovash et yitzro, and who controls his desires, v'lo yim shachachatavaso, doesn't give in to his desires for pleasure, v'yochum et anaskarim klum, who doesn't eat any of the aforementioned, elam nitzok l'amurfuah, unless he needs them for medicinal purposes, or he's a gibber, he's a man of strength. And that's good. Yuralaf lolam yimna adamatsum peresu ilanus. A person should restrain himself from eating the fruits of trees. V'lo mehen, and you shouldn't eat a lot of them. Afilu yuveshim, even the dry ones. V'intzorach lomu rutuvim, and especially the fresh ones. V'kodvish yizbashlu kotzach and oein kechavis laguv. Fruit is saying you should eat just a little bit, but before they're ripe, then they're like swords for the body. That's even worse. V'chein acharuvim ra'im la'olam. Carob is always bad. Chalaperes achamutzim ra'im, and sour fruit is bad. You eat only a little bit in the summertime during the and in places that are warm places. Figs and grapes and almonds are always good. Whether they are fresh or dried, a person can eat as much as he wants of them. However, you call pre-ho'ilanas. You shouldn't eat them too often, constantly. In other words, you can eat a lot of them at one time, but you shouldn't eat them constantly, even though they are the best of all of the fruits of the tree. Honey and wine is bad for young ones, young people, and good for oldsters. Especially in the rainy winter season, it's good. You should eat only 2/3 in the summer of what you eat in the winter. The person should have his bowels always loose and close to going to the bathroom. Here's a big rule in medicine. If you're constipated or have difficulty in relieving yourself, many bad diseases come. How should a person loosen his bowels if they're somewhat constipated? If he's a young man, he should eat every morning salted, very well boiled foods that are spiced with shemen zayis, with olive oil, with murius, with brine, fish brine, with melach, and with salt, below pas without bread. This kind of stuff will stimulate him and remove the constipation. Or he should drink the water in which you cooked the beets, or cabbage with olive oil and this fish brine and salt. That's if you're young. If he's old, he should drink honey mixed with hot water in the morning. He should wait about 4 hours. And then he should have his meal. You should do this for 1 day or 3 or 4 days if necessary, until his bowels loosen. Another rule about health. As long as a person toils and exercises a lot and is not full and has loose bowels, sickness does not come upon him, and he gets strong. Even if he eats bad foods, the other things of exercise and not overeating are more important. Someone who's sitting very comfortably and not ever toiling, exercising, or someone who holds back when he has to go to the bathroom, someone who's constipated. Even if he eats good food and keeps the rules of medicine, all of his days will be full of pain and he will be weak. Overeating for the body, of any person, is like poison. That's the main cause of all sicknesses. Most sicknesses that come on a person is either because of bad food, or because he stuffs his belly and overeats even good food. King Solomon says in his wisdom, he who guards his mouth and his tongue, guards his soul, guards himself from tzaros, from bad things, difficulties. The simple meaning is he doesn't speak bad words, but the Rambam says, that this is the first part. Guarding your mouth is referring from guarding against eating bad food or eating till you're really full. And he guards his tongue and only speaks about his needs. Zion 16. Now he's going to talk about the proper way of bathing. A person should go into the bathhouse once every 7 days. You shouldn't go soon after eating, nor when you're very hungry. But after a meal and after the food starts being digested already. He should wash his whole body with hot water, but that doesn't scald the body. Only the head can be with very hot water, scalding hot water. Obviously, it means you have to be careful not to burn yourself, but it means quite hot water. And afterwards, you wash your body in lukewarm water. Then just slightly lukewarm, in other words, more cool. Until at the end, he washes with cold water. He shouldn't pass over his head water, neither lukewarm nor cold. Apparently, for the head, only warm water is good. You shouldn't bathe in cold water in the rainy, cold season. You shouldn't bathe until you sweat and break your whole body. In other words, till you should work up a sweat before the bath. And you shouldn't spend a long time in the bath. Once he gets his body sweated up, he should rinse himself and go out. He should check himself before and after the bath as to whether he has to go to the bathroom or not. You should also check yourself before and after a meal to see if you have to relieve yourself. And before marital relations and afterwards. And before and after exercise. Before and after sleep. There are altogether 10 places, in other words, 2 apiece for 5 different situations, which you should check yourself to see if you have to go to the bathroom. When a person leaves the bathhouse, he should put on his clothing and cover his head in the outer room so that the cold wind shouldn't affect him when he goes out. Even in the summertime, he has to be careful. He should wait till after he goes out, till he recovers himself, and his body rests, and the heat of the bath goes away, and then he eats. If he takes a little nap after leaving the bathhouse before eating, that's very good. He shouldn't drink cold water after leaving the bathhouse. It goes without saying that he shouldn't drink the cold water in the bathhouse proper. If he's thirsty after leaving the bathhouse, when he cannot hold himself back, then he should mix the water with wine or honey and drink. If he anoints himself with oil in the bathhouse in the winter, the rainy season, after showering himself, after rinsing himself, he says, "Tov, this is good." Halacha Yudches. The Yagalam Malach is Dam Tomid. A person should not be in the habit of letting blood frequently. This was a medical practice, accepted medical practice at that time. But the Rambam says he shouldn't do it too frequently. He shouldn't do it, in fact, unless it's extremely necessary. You should do it neither in the summer nor in the winter. When then? A little bit, if done at all, it should be a little bit in the Nisan, the springtime, and in Tishrei, the autumn time. Over 50 years old, you shouldn't do bloodletting at all. You shouldn't let blood and take a bath in the bathhouse on the same day. You shouldn't let blood on the same day that you go on a journey. Nor on the day that you return from a journey. You should eat and drink on the day of a bloodletting, less than the usual. He should rest on the day of a bloodletting. He should not do any strenuous effort or exercise or hiking. Semen is the strength of the body, the chayav, umar ha'inayim, and its life, and the light of the eyes. If too much of it goes out, this ruins the body. The koho kolon, it ruins the strength. The chayav obdim, and the life is destroyed. This is what Shlomo says in his wisdom. Don't give your strength to women. In other words, do not overindulge in sex. Someone who overindulges in sexual relations, old age jumps upon him. The kohot toshash, his power, his strength is weakened. Then of chaos, his eyes are darkened. And a bad odor comes from his mouth and from under his arms. And the hair of his head and his eyebrows and eyelashes fall off. The hair of his beard and of his underarms and of his feet increased, it grows a lot. Shin of noflos, and his teeth fall out. V'harbekevim chutz me'el u'bomol, that many pains in addition to these come upon him. Amr Chachmei Rofim, the wise doctor, said, Echad me'alof meis b'shachalayim, one of 1,000 dies from other sicknesses, v'alof me'alof atashmish, and the 1,000 die from an overindulgence in sexual relationships. V'fikach tzarech adam lihizaher b'dov hazeh imratza lichyos v'tova. A person must be careful about this matter if he wants to live a good life. He should not engage in intercourse unless his body is healthy and strong. And he has an erection without meaning to. In other words, the body is finds it necessary to have the outlet of intercourse. Even when he removes his mind, he still has a sort of a spontaneous erection. He has a COVID mimasna v'lamata, and he feels a heaviness from his loins downward. As if the strings of the testicles are being pulled, and his flesh is hot. In other words, this means without any fantasizing or anything, which you're not allowed to do, just there's a physical, natural need for a sexual outlet. Zetzach livol. At that point is when he should have intercourse. Or for lo shivul, then it is medicinally good for him to have intercourse. It goes without saying that here we're talking, obviously, within all of the confines and laws of the Torah. Lo yivul adam v'usava v'lo rav. A person should not have intercourse when he is either full or hungry. But after the food in his insides are somewhat digested. He should check whether he has to go to the bathroom before and after intercourse. He should not have intercourse while standing or sitting. Nor in the bathhouse. Nor in the day in which he is going to have the going to go into a bathhouse. Nor on the day of a bloodletting. Nor on the day of going out for a trip. Or returning from a trip, nor on the day immediately before or after. Again, the Rambam is saying here that this gives out a lot of strength, and you shouldn't do it at these times of stress and effort and labor. Chav, the Rambam summarizes, and he says, "Kalamanig atzma bedrochem elu sharenu. Whoever conducts himself in these ways that I've taught you, and the Arab law, I'm responsible for him." He won't be sick all of his days until he gets old, very old, and dies. He won't need a doctor. His body will be whole, standing in a healthy way all of his days. Unless he had a bad body to begin with, there was something he inherited, a weak constitution. Or if he had one of the bad practices, bad health practices from the beginning of his birth. Or if there is a plague or a famine in the world, then there's no guarantee. But otherwise, Rambam is guaranteeing good health if you follow his regimen. All of these good practices that we talked about, only a healthy person should follow. If someone is already sick, or one of his limbs is not well, or somebody who has practiced bad health habits for many years, then there are other ways to follow, vanhagas and things that he should do. That depends on his sickness, as is, will be explained in the book of medicines. And a change in your norm is a sign of the beginning of sickness. If you notice a change in your normal patterns, then you should be aware of sickness, and you have to follow special regimens as opposed to the one mentioned here. Paragraph Chavbeis, Kol Makom She'ein Bo Rofe, wherever you don't have a doctor, Echad Abari Bech L'Chol En Roy Lo Lozes Mikol Adrochem O'Elu Shnema Perek Zeh. Then, whether you're sick or healthy, you should not deviate from the regimen mentioned here. Shkol Echem Hem La'achris Tova Megi, because each one of them brings to a good end. So even though the Rambam said that if you're ill, you should really consult a doctor because the regimen should be changed, but if you don't have that, then you follow the regimen listed here. A city without the following 10 things, a sage should not live in it. These are them. Rofe, a doctor, the woman, a bloodletter, base America, it's a bathhouse, base a kise, a bathroom, a maimitsuim, to the nora mayim, water available like a river or a well, base a knesset, a synagogue, lama tinokas, a teacher, a lavlo, a scribe, a gabit stoka, a caretaker of charity, base din makin, a court that punishes and imprisons when necessary.